Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, and I am the world's only, I'm going to say it, the world's only happiness specialist. That's right. I carry that title proudly. And let me say that the title, it's not only talking it, it's walking it, and it's a lot harder to walk it. And what is a happiness specialist? What the hell does that even mean? I define happiness, my definition of happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And when I say what happens, I'm talking about, you know, what happens during our lives, what we experience. So for me, happiness is the same as having a peace in mind, a peace, an internal peace, a foundation of peace and contentment and being relaxed and feeling balanced, being able to navigate through this life without thinking that there's something wrong. And trust me, it's not easy. It is a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. And what I do on this show, Reality Spirituality, is just share with my dear audience what to practice that's going to add to your happiness and what to eliminate behaviors that subtract from happiness. It's really very simple. The concepts are simple. The formula is simple. It's the practice. It's the commitment. It's the practice that is challenging. Today's show is about trust, but before I get into the topic, I get a lot of new followers every week. I don't know how the hell these people are finding me. New followers, welcome new people, and I invite you to share the show, look me up, or you know, I'm not the average just talk about concepts. What I like to do on Reality Spirituality and what Reality Spirituality means to me is our everyday issues, our everyday problems, our everyday challenges, and how to find solutions. And when I say finding solutions, the solutions will bring you more peace, more happiness. Same thing, happiness and peace, contentment. It's the same to me. That ability to be calm, relaxed in the middle of a storm. That's what happiness means to me. The ability to be able to feel peace, calm, in the middle of life's biggest storms. And you cannot ask for a bigger storm. Well, I guess you could ask for a bigger storm. That's what's going on now. One of the things, and regardless of what you think of me or what I teach or what I share, my peace and my happiness are my responsibility. That's it. You think I can't depend on the world. I can't depend on what's going on out there to assist or to bring me happiness. No, my peace and my happiness is my own responsibility. And it is a daily, not only daily, it is a moment-by-moment commitment to look in the mirror and say, what can I do? How can I make? How can I shift? How can I make a change? How can I change? How can I grow? It's never about anybody else. It's never about pointing the finger. I had lunch a couple of days ago, and with a few people, and one of the people that I was having lunch with just talked endlessly about their partner and what their partner needed to do and what their partner needed to do and how the partner needed to do it and how they needed to change and what they needed to do. And I just finally said, I said, you know what? Can we take some responsibility for ourselves? Can we stop looking out there? It's very empowering. It's really very empowering to be able to say, wow, I can solve my own problems. I have solutions for my own problems, and they don't involve anyone else. A perfect example, whatever's going out there in the world, one of the things that I do to keep me peaceful, and there could be some judgments about it, but one of the things I do, I do not watch the news. I do not watch the news. I you know, of course, there's news that just pops out at you in a commercial or pops out on your phone, you know, some kind of advertisement. I said, oh, no, I saw something in the news. I saw something in the news yesterday in Oregon, actually, in Eugene, where at one of the colleges, I guess one of the, I don't know who was doing it, a student or a protester, toppled over a statue that's been there, I don't know how many years. But so I said, oh, no, why did I see that? Oh, I don't want to see that. Because I know myself. I will look, I will see, and then I will immediately put a judgment on it, whether it's right, whether the protesters are right or whether the protesters are wrong. Whether this movement is right and this movement is wrong, I know my ego immediately goes into judgment. My ego immediately goes into that side is wrong, or that side is right, and this side needs to win, and this side needs to lose. I know myself. I know my ego. I know how the ego works. It always has some kind of problem thrown at me, and but its whole reason for being, my ego's whole reason for being, is to keep me out of a place, keep me from having any peace. Because in the universe, the bigger picture, it is always at peace. I say universe, some people say God, source, higher power, source energy. It doesn't matter what term you use, but it is always peaceful in the universe. At least in my universe, it's always peaceful. And so I know the difference between the universe, the universal inspiration, and the inspiration of the ego. My ego would just love for me to pick a side. Pick a side. The problem with picking a side, or the problem with thinking that something is right or wrong, is there's no peace in it. There's no peace in picking a side. I'm talking about humans. I'm talking about, you know, man-made stuff that's going on out there. There's no peace in it. And when I'm vibrating, I'm energy, and when I'm vibrating, my intention, my practice is to vibrate an energy of peace. That's how I contribute. Everybody contributes differently. I contribute by vibrating peace. I contribute by vibrating acceptance of whatever is happening. And here we get into today's topic, which is trust. See, Can you be afraid and trust at the same time? Can you be fearful and trust at the same time? This, you know, we hear it all the time, trust in the Lord, trust in whatever you want to trust. But is there real practice? Are you really practicing trust? And I can answer that question, because the more you practice trusting, the more peaceful, the more at ease, the more you will be able to walk through this journey or travel through this journey called life with your shoulders down. I'm definitely not saying actions, but not have any actions, but being of service not only to this planet, but to others. My perspective is it starts with being a peaceful energy. The most service, this might be a story, but the most service that I can feel that I can contribute is to be at peace. And then I'm at peace, my energy is peaceful, and then I can assist. And then I can serve. That's what I believe. Back up to this practice of trust. Hold on a second, audience. I have to take a swig of water, a swig of H2O. Hold on a second. Please hold on. You know, when you drink water, you have to, after you finish your last gulp, you have to. It always amuses me. Anywho, back to trust. I've talked about this endlessly. And one of the behaviors, one of the practices, one of the things that is going to add to your happiness, it's going to add to your peace, and forgive me, my old-time listeners, but you've heard it a million times, but it is the ability to practice trusting. And when I say practice it, I mean it becomes part of who you are. When I say trust, now some people say trust in what? Trust that everything that is happening, regardless of how it looks, regardless of how it feels, regardless of what looks and or feels. The practice of trust, and when it becomes part of your identity, because you either trust or you don't. You might trust a little bit. Maybe you have a little bit of trust, but then, so when you just have a little bit of trust, then guess what? The other things can seep in, the fear, the anger, the angst, the anxiety, all of that can, now there's room for all of those feelings and energies, the energy of fear. If your glass is filled up with trust, there's no room for fear. So the more you trust, because someone asked me this week, how often do you trust all the time? How do you trust? When do you trust? It is 24/7. Now, it hasn't always been 24/7, but at this point in my life, it is 24/7 I trust, and there is no room for anything else other than trusting. And with trust, you know, trust has a cousin, or maybe, no, a twin. How about this? A twin brother. And that twin is surrendering. Because when you trust, with that comes acceptance and then a surrender to the moment. So the practice of trust and trusting will bring you, will cause you to journey through this life feeling more relaxed, more balanced, empowered. The only reason why people worry, is a lack of trust. I've said it millions of times. The only reason why there is concern of what's going on is because of a lack of trust. You either trust that everything is evolving, you either trust that everything is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to be, or you don't. It's so funny because, there was times in my life years ago I didn't trust, but there's so much evidence. And I worried and wanted something different, and why isn't, looking out and finding fault and finding something's wrong in the world and with myself. And getting to a point, I get to a point where I really was tired of feeling like that, tired of feeling, feeling bad about, this it's got to be different, right? I want something different. And the more, like anything else, I say happiness is a practice skill, it's the same. And the more you practice trusting, the more you're able to let go of everything else. The more you practice trusting, the more you'll be able to look at the world with a different perspective. You're not going to find anything wrong with what's happening. I mean, I'm telling you, the ego is going to say, wow, this is not right. Again, it comes back to the individual. You either trust that everything is in order or you don't. And when I was asked, how much do I trust, and what does trust bring to me? Deep breath. I trust that whatever is happening is supposed to happen, and whatever doesn't happen, if it's not happening, it's not supposed to happen. I mean, I'm asking you, my dear audience, can you look at your own life and can you come up with examples in your own life of how you experienced something that was, trust me, you think I want all the things that I experienced, I want to experience? Hell, heck no. If I was designing this, the world would look different. If I was designing this, if I was in control, my life would look different and the world would look different. But the trust comes from knowing and believing that everything that is happening has a greater purpose. Everything that's happening has a reason, a good reason, and it serves the individual, it serves the community. It might not look like it, might not feel like it. I know we were programmed to believe that this is a problem here. We were programmed to believe that there are problems, I want to say that this trusting involves letting go of this illusion of having control over what is happening. The illusion of thinking that, I really don't even know how to put that. Let me just sit with that just for a second. But the whole I trust universe. Okay. And then say there sometimes you trust and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're feeling more trusting and sometimes, hey, this can't be good. Anytime your perspective is there's something wrong with other people, with what's going on in the world, with the decisions that are being made, or the whole global issues in general. Finding it's for me, I had to just think that my little pea brain, my little teeny perspective. And the universe is so vast with so many possibilities, because the universe is know-all, see-all. It's already happening. It's happened. It's unfolding in perfect order. And my little teeny, teeny, weeny little brain can't even conceive of all the possibilities. So if I can't even conceive of all the possibilities, why am I looking at one particular issue, one particular time, and thinking that there's something wrong with it, or there's something that needs to be different? It's really a practice, my dear listeners and my dear audience. It's really a practice of letting go of control. And it's also a practice, here we go, it's also a practice of being okay with uncertainty. Now, that trust, the practice of trust, also means that you don't know about the future. Is there a possible way of, see, that wanting to be in the future, wanting to know about the future, what is this going to mean for the future? The only reality is the present moment. Trust that the future is going to unfold exactly the way it's supposed to unfold. Can you sit back and allow the universe to take over? Can you sit back and give up control? This illusion of control, can you sit back and relax and let the universe work its magic, even though it looks like it's not magic, even though it feels like it's all messed up? There is no trust. You can't be fearful and trust at the same time. You can't worry and trust at the same time. It all comes back to the individual making a commitment to recognize, listen, I'm telling you, I was programmed, believe me, there was one side was right and one side is wrong. One is good and one is bad. I could always recognize, those people and find fault and just judge. But the problem with living like that for me, I'm only going to speak for myself, the problem for living like that for me, there is no peace in it. There is no freedom in it. There is no balance in it. It's all ego-driven when I look out and find fault. You know, this blame game thing. I talked about it before, you know, this program to blame. Because it's not about the relationship you have with other people. It's not about who's the president, who's not the president. It's not about your health. It's not about money. It's about it's not your parents, it's not your family, it's not what's going on in the world. Your peace depends on what you practice in every moment. And one of the behaviors to practice is going to bring you, I mean, it depends on how much you value being at peace. Listen, trust me, I was addicted to, talking about addictions, I was addicted to the drama. The drama of up and down and up and down and up and down and finding fault and up and down and judgment and all of that. I mean, you know, that's a constant roller coaster. And I don't know about you, but I really got tired, really sick and tired of living like that and feeling like that. Just like happiness, the trust is a practice skill. So my question to you is, how much do you trust? Because when you trust 100% all the time, every waking moment, guess what? You'll have nothing to find. There will be nothing to find fault with. There's nothing to look out and say, oh, this needs to change. No, that needs to alter. No, that's wrong. Your perspective will be the perspective of total trust, letting go. But see, the letting go and allowing the universe, or whatever you want to call it, letting and allowing the universe to drive, takes letting go of having control. And the ego, our ego does not want to let go of anything. The ego wants to keep everything stirred up, and there is absolute, the ego will never lead you to peace. Believe that one. It will never lead you to peace. And if you find peace for a moment, will never want you to stay there. So how do I find trust? I mean, how do I practice trust? I practice trust because my priority, my commitment, I say it, it's my personal responsibility, is to vibrate peace in during all moments as much as possible. Now, can I do that? I practice. And when I fall short, meaning when I find myself judging, when I find myself having a preference of a group of people, a preference of how I think that this should evolve, should, air quotes on that one. I know that I'm not aligned with what the universe, because the universe, I've said it a million times, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. So my practice, my personal practice, is to be a human example of the universe. I know, it's a huge, 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 huge job assignment, responsibility. But for some reason, it just fits me. And I was talking to my son earlier, and we were talking about, can you find the God, or can you find the universe in every single person? Can you know you look into their eyes and you find their soul? Can you find everyone's soul? Can you find the good, the God in every single person? You know what I'm talking about. You've heard that. And I told him, I says, you know, I haven't got to that part yet. I haven't reached that point yet. But you know what I have, what I can do? What I can do right now? Is anybody that has, listen, I've lived and I have people that do not, can you believe people don't talk to me? Can you believe people that that really aren't rooting for me? I like to say they're just not my fans. Can you believe I have people that aren't fans of mine? They're just not fans. In fact, if I was on stage, I'd get booed. Oh yeah, I've got a whole group of them. From the attorney in Las Vegas and the handyman, you know, that took the house after my mother died, you know, all that crap. If you've listened to the show, you know that story, how my mother gifted the family house to the handyman, to the attorney, to the handyman, to my relatives. Some relatives don't speak to me, to coworkers years ago don't speak to me. I've got people that they're not fans. But you know what I can do? I don't care who it is, from the attorney to the family members, to all those people that find fault, that aren't fans of mine, I could sit with them to right now across the table and have lunch. No problem. That took years of practice. That took years of practice. So that's my version of being able to look into someone's eyes and finding their soul. Now, they might not be able to sit down and have lunch with me, but I don't have an issue with anyone. That's an evolved trust me, I wasn't like that I wasn't like that years ago because I could hold a grudge for years. Oh, I was the best. I was the best at holding grudges. I was the best at holding on to things. I was the best at, oh, they're going to pay. They're going to pay. Now I was the best at it. Don't think you grudge holders out there have me beat. I've won awards. But the problem with all that, there's no peace in it. Absolutely no peace in it. Where does the trust come? What is the value of trusting? What is practicing trust? What is it going to do for you? Depends on what you covet. It depends on what you prioritize. It depends on what really is important to you. If being at peace with yourself and with this life is important, then let's start practicing trusting. And you know what? You start with little bites. And if by the way, I have a few people in the queue. If you want to ask me a question or if you want to comment, just push the number 1, and you'll be and I'll be able to let you in on the show. Hold on a second. I have a few people that want to just hold on a second. Let me get back. What was my train of thought? I don't even remember. Let me just go right to the first call that pressed number 1. Area code 951. Hold on. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in. Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey. How's it going on your neck of the woods?
It's going great. How's it going on your neck of the woods?
Pretty good. Really good.
You have a question?
Well, I don't know if you do readings or any kind of thing, you see anything like that, but we're just living in times, I guess, we have to kind of walk on rice paper to stay out of the complex.
Well, when you say readings, what specifically do you, when people ask me for readings, and I totally get it, then what they're asking me for is future things, correct? What, you know, what do you see in the future?
Yes.
What do you feel in the future?
People are psychic readers, and they tell you everything in the past. And I think the lower level spirits know everything in the past, but the higher level spirits really don't know the future.
Right. So when you said reading, what do you want to know? What do you really want to know?
Well, I'm looking maybe for a place to live. I'm looking for another job. I did an interview on Friday, and they should let me know tomorrow if I've got a job. I have another job. I'm working now, but I'm seeing how that goes, and that might lead to some other things. A new job if I get that. But I've talked about metaphysics a lot, but I thought it was kind of good. Sometimes I applied for one job at the Harley dealer, and they thought, well, we don't want you. We want people talking about Harleys, you know. We don't want people, talking too much about anything else. But
I'm feeling you, and you know what's interesting? What you're talking about falls into exactly the topic of today's show, and that includes getting a job, not getting a job. I'm here to tell you, my dear Nathaniel, and it's funny your name is Nathaniel because my son's name is Nathan, but I'm here to tell you that you will get the perfect job at the perfect time. See, the thing with the ego, and when I say the ego, this whole story of what's gonna happen, what's gonna unfold. I promise you that whatever job you get will be perfectly fit for you. It will be a perfect fit for you. and it's going to be a perfect time for you to get it. Now, the question comes, are you okay with being uncertain? Are you okay? Are you okay when I say uncertain? Are you okay with living with feeling the uncertainty? And the ego will not allow us to feel uncertain. No, I want to know. I want to know if I'm going to get a job. I want to know if I'm going to get this. I want to know. But I'm here to tell you that's when the practice of trust comes in. Whatever you are going to get or whatever you don't get, trust that it is the best thing for you. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best possible solution. It's the best possible job. It's the best possible fit. Whatever, so there's really nothing for you to do. Nothing to think about, nothing to talk about. Go ahead.
Even if I relate everything in the past that would happen, that some things I didn't want to happen, I have to trust that was the best thing as well. Everything that's happening,
yes.
Everyone's, you know, so this would be an ironic insight for everyone. That, you know, everything
we're not
going to
talk about everyone, because everybody's journey.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Nathaniel, and we're going to talk about Rebecca.
Right. Okay. I like that. But, anything for me, everything that's happened in my life has been for my best and highest good.
Now, you just made me chill up. I just got the chills because I get the chills when I hear the truth or I speak the truth. And my whole body chilled up when you said it because you really meant that. I could feel that.
Yeah. You know, it's an ironic insight. And, you know, you think about, why did that happen? Oh, I met that person. Why did I let that person move in with me? They were just a third. Or something, you know, but, you know, the lesson learned, I guess. Sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. So somebody says.
We're always winning and we're always learning. But you know what you just said? So if you carry, so I'm just here to remind you. I'm just here to remind you what you just said. That everything that happens, whether you get a job or you don't get a job, or you get this job or you get that, don't get that job, it's in perfect order. Everything works out for you. The universe is here to serve you in every single moment.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, the world's so amazing, but the universe, the way it works like that, that's even much more amazing.
Yes. So now you're good, right? You're good. There's no readings. The reading is everything's in order.
Yeah. Well, a lot of readings, you know, when I was going to get a new car, you know, I asked people what the color of the car would be. And, you know, I got all colors rainbow, and I ended up getting a white car. So, I mean, you know, so sometimes the readings aren't that accurate. You know,
let me say this, because you know what, I can feel, you know what, you can do your own readings, honey.
Oh, no, I know, yeah, I do,
yeah.
I know a lot of stuff. But
yeah.
Even from, you know, other people, I do, you know, lots of astrology and this and that, and I pick up my own vibrations, but you're wonderful as well. We're all wonderful.
Well,
I know that, what you're saying, I didn't even hit one last week for a long time. I don't think, you know, and I think, well, I'll go ahead and hit one. She really needs it. Sounds like she's going to need a caller. Maybe wants to see if anyone wants to press one. Some people press,
sometimes I forget to say press one, but listen, I love callers, and I can do the show with callers or without callers. I've discovered that I'm so passionate about the topic that I can do. I love callers because callers always they open up more doors than I. You know, I only have just one little pea brain. So what you do is your question and your contribution is good for all people that are going to be listening to the show.
Right. So can I ask you a somewhat personal question?
Sure.
You know, when is your birthday?
I am, my birthday is December 1st. I am 64 years old. I'll be 65 in December.
So you're December 1st. So you're a Sagittarius 1. Okay. So I'm born on the 1st, too. I'm 1st of May. And I'm born the day of ironic insight. So everybody's got a day. I forget exactly. I know Jimi Hendrix and Bruce Lee were Sagittarius 1s as well. So it goes, everybody's got a day. Like Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement. And Muhammad Ali was born the day of the heavyweight. So everybody's got a day. Liberace was born the day of outrageous flair. So everybody's got a day that they were born. So today's day of the gust. So if you're born today, you're born the day of the gusty confrontation. So that's Donald Trump's birthday. So he's always kind of picking fights with everybody. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. I'm just kind of curious.
Well, that's good. Yeah, no, there's no question that if it's too personal, I will always say no, thank you. But you can really ask me anything. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your insight on the birthdays and the astrology. I have to say that I used to do the astrology thing, and now it's just a one-on-one with universal energy and universal conversation and all that. But I definitely appreciate and accept and know that a lot of people are into the numbers and the astrology, and so it's just more that is just more proof of how different we all are, and how perfect this world really is. I really appreciate your call, Nathaniel. Whew, did I finish covering all this trusting, you know, the whole thing? And Nathaniel said it, as far as he looks back on his life and everything worked out, even though, and we all have examples of that. Come on, you know you have an example of looking back and, oh, God, why did that happen? And then years later. And the trick is, okay, years later, you figure out, wow, that really happened for a good reason. I'm here to say, trust that it's happening for a good reason right now. You don't have to wait, blind trust. You don't have to wait years and decades to say, wow, that really worked out great. No, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. When you trust right now in the moment, it is an automatic, I know this is working out. I know this is working out. I know this will be working out for my good, for my highest good. Is here to serve me. So there's no, this happened today, but maybe in 10 years I'll figure out why it's good. No, blindly trust and know that whatever is happening in your life and in the life of in the world's life, you know, I know when people have agendas, people have an agenda to either say or talk about someone else, which is fine too. But on this show, my agenda is to share with you how to find peace, how to be happy, how to feel happy, how to navigate, how to walk through, jog through this life with your shoulders down, feeling good about self and about life. That's what this show's about. Because if it was anything else, it's not going to bring me any peace. I'm not going to go back and forth with what someone thinks. You know, there's no peace in it. And if there's no peace in it, trust me, I ain't in it. I got to write that down. No peace in it, I ain't in it. All right, let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, end of the show. Well, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is not up yet. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, The it's taken me forever. It's called Program for Unhappiness, but I guess now I get a chance to throw in a chapter on coronavirus and quarantine and riots and all that kind of stuff. So I get to throw a chapter in there, which is, who knows, I don't know. That's another, some more future talk. So my second book, my second book is going to be called Program for Unhappiness. It's going to be out sometime soon. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Happiness is a practice skill. You've been listening to Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Talk to you next week. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for